I'm Daniel Chacon.
And I'm Tim Hernandez.
Welcome to this week's edition of Words on a Wire, when our guest is going to be...
Maceo Montoya, a good friend of ours and of the show, talking about his new book, You Must Fight Them.
Yes, and I have to say, even though he's a friend, I hate this guy, because this guy comes out with, what, two books a year?
I know.
My last book was four years ago.
He's like the prince of the literary world.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, he not only comes out with one book after another, but this guy paints.
Yeah,
and he is an amazing painter.
He is. I've been in his studio before. You might have too, but, you know, he's got like his paintings everywhere. And then he's got his desk there with all his stacks of books and manuscripts. And it seems like he's almost, you know, it's like he's constantly going back and forth between the two. And it's almost like I get the sense sometimes he doesn't even know which one to go at. He's just going at both. He's got like one hand on the paintbrush and the other hand on the keyboard, you know, typing.
Right.
He's just that prolific and that determined and dedicated.
His paintings, if you check out his webpage, it's MaceoMontoya.com, and you'll see some of his paintings. A lot of them are very Goya-like. They're very dark.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Goya in what was it called? His Black Period?
Yeah.
I think it was his Black Period exhibit recently, too.
Yeah,
but, and you know, as I was reading this novel, which I think is his best book yet, it's not a novel, really. It's a novella with some short stories.
Right.
And it's hilarious and a lot of character depth. I think it's really his best work, and I think this guy is going to produce even more wonderful literary and visual gems. But I started to think that a lot of writers that I respect, and even some I don't respect, a lot of them are also painters or drawers. Like,
that's
I think, you know, Benjamin Sines, our mutual friend and colleague, he's an incredible painter.
I've
seen some of your paintings.
You have a
huge painting in your in your house. I think it's some guy playing the guitar.
Yeah, it's Woody Guthrie painting the guitar.
I wanted to say that, but I wasn't sure. And,
yeah,
and you're really good.
Hey, thanks.
And a lot of writers are also painters. And I tried at one time. I tried to be a painter.
Yeah.
But I have no depth. I mean, I can't even do two dimensions, let alone.
I've seen your paintings. I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
I don't know what painting you saw. But you know, why do you think there's so many writers who also express themselves through visual art? And I do have an outlet. I take photographs. I'm really into photography, and I have an eye for it.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, there's a connection between the image, the visual image, and the images that we create with words. And I think I just answered my own question. Why do you think so many writers have this outlet, this other creative outlet of visual representation, visual art?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, sometimes the writers, like, who are also painting, their paintings look nothing like their writings, or not even close. But I know in the case of Maceo's work, you know, his and I've said this before, his paintings look like his stories, and his stories look like his paintings, you know. And that's nice for me, because I think I come at it the same way. Originally, I started as a painter, as a visual artist, not even interested until I was in my early 20s in writing.
That's why you're good at it.
That's what I was studying, was visual art, and that's what I wanted to be. And I did murals and all of that. But it wasn't until something sort of tragic in my life happened that suddenly I felt like I found myself actually using the paint to write words in the paintings.
Right.
And then it was like, well, why do I need to do all this, like, painting and set up the paint and the canvas? That's why don't I just write the words, you know?
Oh, you know,
that was the transition.
You're bringing up an interesting point, because I wonder if a lot of writers who have transitioned to painting, or painters who have transitioned to writing, at first started with putting words across their paintings.
Because
I know Ben Sines does that a lot.
He'll do a painting, that's right. He's got like whole novels on his paintings sometimes.
the great Argentinian writer Julio Cortázar writes in his incredible, brilliant novel Hopscotch or Rayuela that the artist is the creator of images. You know, which is a very simple way of describing, you know, what art is. You know, writers, you know, we're artists too. And really, that's what we do. We find the image. We share the image. We create the image. And so perhaps that's why there's such a strong bond between these two ways of expressing. Even if you're not a very good painter, if you're a writer, you probably have to put your hand at it, or at least
I agree. It's part of our study, I think, you know. I mean, the way writers, we go around the world, you know, really kind of looking for the detail, the particulars, the light in the particulars, and the dark in the particulars, and that's what painters do as well. So I think it just makes sense that we get to sort of a visual representation of what's going on in our own heads.
Shadow and light.
That's right. So with that, you know, we're going to get to speak with the master at that, you know, Maceo Montoya. So
stick around. Be right back.